Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That was awesome. Well played by Drew Pearson.
Jadobi Awuzie?
Yes.
Still plays for him.
He does. Yep. Well played by the Eagles, too. I mean, that was so much fun.
The draft, yes.
Yeah, the draft. And Drew did a great job of, and Eagles fans did a great job, too. But, you know, if you look at kind of Drew's ammunition, he's talking about Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett when he's up there. I don't know if they would have been the, you know, the ammunition I would have been using, but, you know, he said five-time Super Bowl champs.
Yeah, what do you go? What else you got?
Well, it's five-time Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
And Eagles didn't have any Super Bowl champs at that point. So, Drew's on the clock right now. Let's take a phone call here. Andy in...
All right, Drew.
Andy in Deptford, New Jersey. Andy, how are you?
Yo, fellas, how we doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Andy?
I enjoyed that Drew Pearson, but how about David Akers, though? He killed him the next year.
He came off the top rope, he did.
Yo, Ike, man, I didn't think a kicker had that in him, man.
Yeah, me either.
Jeez, I got something for you, Ike, real quick. Then I got hit with this whole biggest game thing.
Okay.
You know, it seems like since Chip Kelly left, you heard one of the biggest things you heard with this Eagles team is character, you know, in the locker room, family. Are you concerned with that? You think that takes a big hit? This is the second year in a row we got a snitch in the locker room.
Yeah, you know what? I honestly think this may have an opposite effect, right? I don't think a lot of guys liked that stuff being said about Carson Wentz last year to Joseph Saint-Liquito. Those guys whomever talked to him may have been okay with it, but I don't think the majority of the players in the locker room appreciated that coming out about their quarterback, and I think they appreciate it even less this year. Because there's no one on this team other than the person who may have talked to Josina Anderson that believes Carson Wentz is somehow the reason this team is 3-3. Like, I just don't see that. I just don't see that, and I don't get that sense from being down there. I just don't get a sense that Carson is a reason.
I agree with you. All right, Drew Pearson joins us right now. Cowboy great, and Eagles and Cowboys on Sunday night. Drew, what's going on, man?
Oh, I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on. Before you were on, we played your the last time you were heard in Philadelphia in 2017 at the draft, and that was really, really cool. That was kind of the first year that they took the draft elsewhere, and it was fun like that. What was that experience like for you?
It was fun as well. I got kind of fired up with the crowd and getting booed like that and all that kind of stuff, and it just kind of turned me on, and I presented it the way I did, not knowing. I had something I wanted to present and say, much of what I did say, but I had no idea I'd be presenting it that way. And so I just got fired up, and, of course, when those Eagle fans are booing you, that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, the next year, David Akers down in Dallas comes up, and he I don't want to say he tops you, but, you know, it's not often a kicker performs like that in that kind of situation. What did you think of David Akers?
Well, actually, I thought he was wide right on his presentation.
You're funny.
So, but, you know, my environment was totally different than his. Or anybody else that tried to duplicate that the next season when it was at AT&T Stadium, because, you know, that was just mostly all Eagle fans there. And you know how they feel about the Cowboys. And AT&T the previous year, or the following year, you know, they had 30 representatives from each team, 30 fans from each team, each of the, well, actually 32 teams. And so it was just a different atmosphere to try to pull that off. So it was just a unique situation that I was able to make my presentation.
Yeah. You haven't played in this division against this team in this rivalry throughout your career. What are some of the fondest memories you take from this rivalry between the Eagles and the Cowboys during your playing days?
Well, you know, just how physical it was and how difficult it was. Even though initially when I started playing in the rivalry going in the early 70s, the Eagles, you know, weren't that good.
Weren't very good, yeah.
You know, Marion Campbell, Rich Kotai. You know, no way those guys are going to beat us. And, you know, Tom Landry and that. Then Vic Vermeil came in and took over, and it changed the whole identity of the team and whole culture of the organization as far as, you know, the team they were presented out there on the football field. So then it becomes an even bigger game, not just a divisional game. It becomes a rivalry because now we're competing for that top spot. Much like it was before, earlier in my career with the Washington Redskins, and they were us and the Redskins were vying for that top spot. So there were always good. You know what? Even though it was tough playing in the Vet, I'd rather play the Eagles there than anywhere else, as opposed to our stadium, because with that all that hatred going on and all those boos, it kind of made it easy for you to get up, you know, for those kind of games. So it was pretty good. And I think I was 16-5 against the Eagles in my career.
I'm not that you're counting?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Nobody's asked me that ever.
No, but
well, it's okay. It's okay because I think I was 14-4 against the Cowboys, man, or something like that. 12-4, yeah. So early 2000s to like 2006. Yeah, we pretty much did a good job with the Cowboys.
All right. Well, there you go. Touche, as they say, right?
Well, yep. And we're talking to Drew Pearson, Cowboy great. So, Drew, what about this team now? What are we looking at now? We know it's a hot start to the season and, you know, 3-0, but also against not necessarily three great teams. And then they scuffled a little bit recently. What do you expect on Sunday night, and what's been their problem recently?
Well, I think a lot of their problem has to do with injuries, and I think it's forced them to change their philosophy or identity on offense. Change that forced them to do a lot of different things defensively. So, and we're still in that situation. You know, I'm looking at the injury report now. A lot of guys didn't work out today or practice today. A lot of guys are in that. The ones that did were limited in a questionable category. So I think that is what has slowed them down as far as, you know, the way compared to the way they came out playing when the players were healthy. And everything with this offense starts with the offensive line. And when your two pillars on the outside, Tyron Smith and Lyle Collins, go down, and you're putting guys in there that I didn't even heard of. I didn't even know were on the roster. And so, you know, that kind of forces you to do a little different things with your offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we fell into that category. I know back in the day when we had a player go down and you had a backup come in, we didn't change the offense because we didn't want to affect the other 10 guys with just one guy being new. We didn't want to just run new stuff because we have somebody filling in for our starter. So we didn't change. But I think what the Cowboys did when the guys went down, they changed their offensive philosophy. They
right.
changed their identity. They tried to become something else, and it just didn't work.
Mm. Drew, who was the one Eagle that you played during your career that you got along with the least? I mean, the Eagles had some pretty good defensive backs during your time, but who was the one guy that you knew that you were going to jaw or have a tough time against on a Sunday?
One guy.
How many guys?
Roy Neville Young, Andy, Randy Logan, Herb Edwards, Bob, Bill Bradley. I feuded with all those guys, man. And
Bill Berge get you coming across the middle?
Oh yeah, that was one of my most talked about hits when they showed their highlights my video. Uh-huh. Oh, excuse me, don't even forget Joe Lavender playing out there. I don't know if y'all remember when he was playing corner. for the Eagles. But, yeah, I caught what they call a bubble screen now and came inside and kept coming, and Bergie was coming down the line, and he clotheslined me, and my helmet flew off, and that big afro I had back in the day came puffing out, and it just looked so kind of funny. But, yeah, we had some good battles. And the thing about that is we always kind of played the same guys over and over, and because of that, you know, you had some good verbiage going on throughout the football game, and just made it easy. I remember one time coming over the middle. This is probably the only time I ever dropped a pass in my career. But I was coming over the middle. We were playing up there in the vet, and I dropped one of my 16 route, and it was on third down. And John Bunting was walking off the field. And he was like surprised as I was that I dropped it. And he said, thank you, sir, you know, for dropping it. So anyway, we had some good verbiage going on out there, Herm Edwards and I. If I can get Herm Edwards into the play, I have a lot to say to him, but he played so far off, it was hard to get. I'm just saying. I can say that now that he's off the air.
Yeah, the trash talk still goes.
He's way out in Arizona somewhere.
Oh, man, Drew. Appreciate a couple minutes. Nice spending time with you. And, you know, talk to you soon.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, peace.
The trash talking never stops, man.
Could you imagine playing? Because you played at the vet for a number of years,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah, I played there more than I played the link.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know how bad that surface was. Could you imagine playing in the 70s and early 80s on a surface that was worse at a time where you literally, especially if you're a wide receiver.
Was it worse then?
I think it was. At least you had field turf for some of those years.
It felt like concrete up under there.
Yeah, I know it did. But at a time where...
I don't think we got the field turf until, what, 01?
It was the Ravens preseason game.
Yeah, like
01,
I think.
You had a year or two there.
Yeah.
But where you could, like, he was saying Bill Bergie took his helmet off. I'll bet you there wasn't a penalty called on that play.
Probably wasn't.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that.
Yeah. He said Herm was so far away.
We'll have to get that audio and text it to him.
888-729-9494. Herm didn't want to get ran by. Is that what he's trying to say?
That's what he was saying. Mark's and Reese Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Yeah, it's that time of year. You want to get engaged in the fall? The place to go is Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Great selection of engagement rings. We'll come back. We'll take as many calls as we can, and we'll do the NFL picks in the text line. A lot to do before we get out of here. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Jaworski gives off inside. Running room Montgomery up the right side. Left 30, 25, 40, 50, 10, touchdown! Herbert Montgomery! Montgomery exposed on the right side, and the Eagles have scored first.
Ah, Merrill. How many years ago? Almost 40 years ago now. Yes. That was a great Eagles and Cowboys memory. Marks and Reese, we are back. We'll finish up on the text line, and we'll finish up. We have Angry Al here on the phone. His suspension has been lifted. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Chumpgate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's called and direct messaged me, I don't know how many times, being like, I can't believe you're not going to let me on Cowboys Week. And I'm like, I didn't say I wouldn't.
Kind of did.
Well, no, I said you're suspended indefinitely.
A lot of people are taking your words and taking them the wrong way this week.
Oh, God, man. This week.
We can tell. Like, this Friday, you're just worn down. People's twisting your words.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. I wish we would have had a pep rally Eagles show today. Who's your most hated Cowboy of all time? We could have done that.
Yeah, I can't even. Who would I say is my most hated Cowboy?
Well, it's got to be.
Dion? No, I didn't hate Dion.
I did. Oh, I hated him so much. But he's also like a 49er and a Falcon.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
It's
like you remember him on the Cowboys.
I remember liking him when he was with the Falcons. When he was a Falcon.
When he was fighting Andre Rison.
Yeah. You know what? It would probably be, how about Roy Williams?
Oh, which one?
The dirty Roy Williams. The safety.
The T.O.
Yeah.
I don't know if you meant the wide receiver.
See, that's the thing. Those teams weren't very
terrible.
Good. Those teams weren't very good, so there was nobody I really disliked over there.
Didn't Jerry give up two first-round draft picks for Roy Williams, too?
Yeah, the receiver,
something crazy like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you couldn't hate those teams. They were bad.
Yeah.
But I always hate Michael Irvin, and I love Michael Irvin now, actually.
Right.
But I always hated Michael Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an off-the-radar name. And it had more to do with Pat Summerall than anything else. Bill Bates.
Oh, Bill Bates,
Because Summerall just couldn't wait to say Bill Bates on the stop.
I tell you, Emmitt Smith is probably the one I dislike more than anybody else because I was a Barry Sanders fan.
It's a great name because I personally don't like him. Yeah. I think he's not a bad guy, but
he got a little bit of he's a pompous.
He's got a lot of I'm Emmitt Smith. Who the hell are you?
who's the most hated cowboy on this team? Is it just Zeke?
Zeke.
Yeah, Zeke.
He was a damn belly shirt. Come on, man.
Yeah,
and the feed me thing.
And the face. He's got the Ewok face.
Yeah. Hey, but who else? I guess DeMarcus Lawrence.
I would have to go with DeMarcus Lawrence, yeah.
DeMarcus Lawrence.
He probably does more talking than anybody.
Yeah, he's.
Remember, he said something about Lane, and Lane had to post the fact that he hadn't gotten the sack against him.
Yeah. It was definitely. Yeah, but actually, I got a good name, and then we'll move on. Danny White. God, I hated Danny White. I hated his face. He used to punt, and he was the quarterback for a while.
I didn't know what the hell that was all about when I was a kid. Yeah. Like, he's the punter, too.
He was the punter, and he held for the extra points in the field goals. It was like, man, he just had that face, and he just wasn't very good. You know what I mean? Those Cowboys were like, eh.
I got to admit, I did like Tony Dorsett.
I liked Tony Dorsett, too.
I did like
too.
Tony Dorsett I did as too. A kid, yeah.
I did, too, because he was really good. Tony Dorsett was a good player.
Yeah.
He really was. All right, Ike, are you ready for your picks?
I am, brother.
I believe we were both 1-3 last week. I got backdoored in one of the games.
Huh?
Yes, exactly. All right, I'm going to give mine first. And I have the Eagles winning the game 26-19. And I believe the Eagles, for the most part.
Did you just pick a normal football score?
For the most part, the Eagles are going to lead this game throughout. And they will win the game, not easily or comfortably, because it's one-score game. But I think you're going to come away from the game on Sunday night saying, all right, we're back on track. Good win.
All right.
So I'll take Eagles 26-19. Let's start it, though. The Rams against the Falcons. Well, Ike, the Rams are 5-0 in their last five road games. Falcons are 1-6 against the spread in their last seven. Rams are 5-0 against the spread in their last five. Falcons are 1-6 against the spread in their last seven games. And the Falcons coach is going to be gone after the season at the latest. Meanwhile, Sean McVay and the Rams, they're trying to rev it back up, and they just got Jalen Ramsey. That's going to give them a little bit of a boost this week. Take the Rams -3 on the road over the Falcons. All right, Vikings and Lions. You know what? Lions are a pretty good team. So you have two good teams. You have two good defenses. I don't like the side in this game, but I like the under. Take the under 44 in the Vikings and the Lions game. And finally, at FedEx Field. Oh, I love this one, man. Kyle Shanahan. Did you hear they asked him about the Redskins earlier in the week? And he was like, yeah, it was a toxic environment. He more or less told the truth about him. And no one cares because everybody knows that that's the truth in Washington. But the 49ers are going to go into FedEx Field, and they're going to blast the Redskins. They're a 9.5-point road favorite. And it will be an easy cover. The Redskins are 0-5 against the spread in their last six. Take San Francisco -9.5 over the Redskins. So that's my three, plus the Eagles.
Okay. All right, I got the Eagles winning 24-20 Sunday. Obviously, Eagles plus 2.5 in that game. And I mentioned earlier, Jacksonville is in Cincinnati. Cincinnati 0-6 right now, I believe, or either 0-5. They're winless. That's the bottom line. And they're 4.5-point underdogs to a team that's lost two games in a row. Nah, something tells me Cincinnati gets the W outright this week, but I'll take the 4.5 points that Cincinnati's getting at home.
Ooh.
All right? And then I like the game that you like. You brought up Detroit and Minnesota. I think that's a good matchup this week. Detroit's a good football team. They got robbed out of that game against Green Bay.
Agreed.
Should have won that game. They're going to be at home. I think they'll be upset. Minnesota, big win last week. Can Kirk Cousins go back to Michigan and win? I think not. Give me the Detroit Lions at home +2.
I like that one.
Over the Vikings. And then my upset of the weekend is not really an upset because the team is actually favored. I'm just surprised they're favored. Another divisional matchup. Houston is in Indy. In Houston, they're underdogs. Indy's favored by one. You know, I like the Colts. I'm rolling with Frank Reich. Plus half his team is on my fantasy team. So I'll be rooting for him from that standpoint. I may as well pick him to win the game. Give me Indy -1 in this game versus Houston.
I actually was looking at that game. I was.
Indy.
Yeah.
coming off the bye week.
Coming off the bye week in Houston, coming off a big win against
Kansas City.
No, it's a good pick, man.
Second straight road game. I like Indy at home.
Yeah, it seems like it could be one of these letdowns. And by the way, the Colts are a good all-around team.
Yeah.
They're a good team.
Good defense.
Yeah, a good team.
Yep.
All right, there you have it. They are the locks. Let's get a Marks and Reese text or two in right now, brought to you by the Casino Delaware Park. Watch and wager on all college and pro football this season at the Casino Delaware Park Sportsbook. Online, DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Text line.
Dear Ike, thanks for putting ESP in his place. That stat-driven, unathletic weasel should focus on the whole team instead of searching to put blame on Carson, Teddy in New Jersey.
Yeah. It was entertaining. It was entertaining.
Yeah.
Maybe these players hate Wentz because Ike has his back so hard calling out these mistakes. John in South Philly.
That's true. Hey, if the players listen to the show, I could see why they do hate Carson.
Yeah. I could see why they would really hate me, too. That's for sure.
Well, I mean, if they actually listen to the show, they ought to be thankful.
Do you think there's any current Eagle that actually, like, you used to listen to WIP when you played?
Yeah.
Do you think there's anybody, like, not even names, but you think there's anybody that
I'm pretty sure just through sheer the ratio of guys on the team, there's probably a couple that might listen. But these dudes are so in tune to their own music, their Bluetooth or whatever they have in their car they're listening to. Unless they're winning and they know they're going to hear most positive stuff.
Right.
Like, why would you even listen right now? Like,
I wouldn't.
I mean,
I also wouldn't look on Twitter, but they do that too.
Yeah, because they need to see what's going on.
Right.
But sports talk radio to players isn't really a thing.
How many of your teammates listen, do you remember? Like a handful, maybe none?
Yeah.
Five did.
I mean, listen, you had people that listened who found it entertaining. But again, you're talking about young guys in their 20s, man. They want to ride around blasting their music. I was the only weirdo riding around listening to 610 WIP instead of blasting music.
All right, give me one more, Jack.
The LTBB Community Police needs to put out an APB on Josina Anderson for violating the LTTB law on Santa Laquitio-esque reporting about her beloved quarterback, Carson Wentz. Arrest her, police captain Ike Reese, Officer Jackie, and don't let her evil little secret Cowboys fan posing as a Philly sports radio host, Johnny McMarks of Philiquitio, get away. We must protect our franchise booking, flying QB at all costs. Long live the Wentz wagon. Aaron and Ben Salkin.
Na 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 na.
Wow. That was impressive, Aaron.
All right, we're going to do this quick. We have Andy and Deptford back. But, Andy, you're going to take on Angry Al. You're going to represent the Eagles. Angry Al, you're going to represent the Weasel Cowboy fans in Philadelphia. Angry Al.
Johnny Marks.
All right, Angry Al, why are the Cowboys going to win on Sunday night?
Just because they are. It's just what happens when they play the Eagles with Zeke.
Angry Al, you know what? You boys lost three games in a row. You're on life support right now. You're about to lose the fourth, and we're going to pull the plug on these cockroaches. You know who's the bigger fraud than which is you, Angry Al? You like all Philly teams but the Eagles? Come on, man.
Yep.
We're going to crack you boys, and then when I play you in the Fantasy Football League, I'm going to crack your fans here. The Cowboys. Get out of here with that crap.
I cracked Ike's team last week.
Get out of here.
Thanks for bringing me into it.
And that's the way the Cowboys are going to take you guys out. Here's the problem. You drama queens can't even get out of the locker room. Carson Wentz playing up to Dak.
That's
he
right.
can't even get out of Nick Foles.
Hey,
you kidding me? Every time he takes a snap, he's worried about whether he can live up to Nick Foles.
Hey, you getting ready for Bounty Bowl too? Because both your tackles may not be out. We're going to be eating. We're going to be eating all day down there.
All day, man.
You got a rookie as your tackle. You're just as hard as we are. I tell you what, here's the deal. They won the division last year at 3-5, so this game really don't matter. All the crap Johnny Marks is talking about, the most important game of his career, please.
This is the first game you're going to lose to the Cowboys this year.
Get ready to lose Sunday night.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Let him talk, Al.
Come back to Philly. What?
Angry Al, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. This game don't matter.
I know.
This game's for first place in the NFC East. If you lose this game, you boys will lose four games in a row. In a row?
What does that mean?
Wait a minute. That means season over.
That means nothing. If they lose tomorrow, that means Sunday is at 3-4.
All right, all right. There it is, guys. Thank you. We got to run because San Elgilio's coming up next.
Oh, yeah, round two. Let's go.
You can stick around for it?
No.
Everybody have a great weekend, and go Eagles on Sunday night. Get a win because they need it, man. They need it. Ike?
Go Birds!
All right, talk to you on Monday live for Chickens and Pete. See ya.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.